The reflected moon is so still and perfect that it might have fallen, whole and undamaged, from the sky. It lies a little way off the stern, as slender and unsubstantial as a sliver of wood shaving. Stars are scattered around it like litter, as though someone has sprinkled them randomly over the surface of the ocean. There is no light pollution in this far corner of the South Atlantic, and every star in the sky tonight is reflected directly below me. I seem surrounded by stars. When I lived briefly in the cities of the Northern Hemisphere, where the stars are pinpricks of light, sometimes invisible entirely, it was easy to forget their sheer number. Back home, every time I come out upon the ocean at night, I'm reminded of the vastness of the sky. I rouse myself, not sure how long I've been sitting here, but knowing I have another 20 minutes or so of work to do before I'm done for the night. I change the tank, check the oxygen levels, put my mask and mouthpiece in place, and step off the back of the boat. Instantly, the water wraps its cold blanket around me, chilling me in spite of the protective wetsuit I'm wearing, but I never mind this. I think of it as part of the acclimatization process, the transformation I have to undergo from land crawler to sea creature. The water isn't deep, 20 meters at most. Of course, I shouldn't dive by myself. I'm breaking the first rule of safety among divers, even by being on the boat alone. But there is no one alive anymore with either the authority or the influence to stop me, and I have little interest in safeguarding myself. I look down, see the dive line descending, disappearing into the darkness. Then I let air out of my jacket and sink. A few feet down, I flip and start swimming towards the kelp forest that is coming into view below me. Kelp, what most people call seaweed, grows in abundance here. Anchored to the seabed with a root-like structure, it stretches towards the light, its fronds and tendrils kept upright by gas-filled floats. A boat was wrecked here, long ago, and since then the entire structure has broken apart to form the majestic submarine architecture of the ocean floor. Huge pieces of wood, colonized by sea life, soar up from the seabed like underwater cities. Above it all, like an ancient forest, only one in constant, graceful motion, towers the kelp. I reach its tip and continue down. In daylight, in clear conditions, the sheer brilliance of the colours around me would be astonishing. At night, seen only with the aid of my torch, they are softer, more muted. The custard of the kelp, the deep, smoky blue of the water, the occasional flashes of ruby red as crabs scuttle across the sand. I'm collecting samples of sea urchin. The kelp forests are important fish spawning areas, but recently they've been in decline, and one possible culprit is the sea urchin that eats away at their roots. The people I work with need to know if some new invasive species is at large, or whether the normal population has just become a bit greedier. Potentially, selling fishing licenses could be enormously lucrative for the island's economy. The fish matter, so the kelp forests matter, so my urchins matter. Overnight, they'll be stored in refrigerated containers on the boat. In the morning, I'll take them to my lab in Stanley. A couple of meters from the ocean floor, I make my way along a path I've already committed to memory. Many divers don't like the kelp. They're repulsed by the wet plant life brushing past them. They dread the occasions when it wraps itself, tendril-like, around limbs. I like the feeling of security it gives me. I enjoy being concealed, taking other creatures by surprise, sometimes being taken by surprise myself. My scavenging missions are always more successful when I'm among kelp. Suddenly, I realise I'm not alone down here. The kelp in front of me is moving at odds with the gentle sway of the waves. Something is coming towards me. A second later, a young fur seal and I are practically nose to nose. It looks into my eyes, then darts away again, following a fish that is moving too fast for me to note its species. I watch them zigzag across the ocean floor, but the feeling of unease doesn't leave me. It happens in an instant. A great shadow looms overhead, the water is pushed back against me with huge force, and a massive creature dives past after the seal. They make contact. There's a frenzied squirming and tossing of flesh. The water erupts in an explosion of bubbles, then the two creatures break apart again. The newcomer is an elephant seal, a large male.